I think we're absolutely delighted with that. I mean, obviously the fans come and they want to see more goals. For us, I thought we were well in control in the game the whole night. We controlled probably most of the possession. I haven't even seen the stats. But to be fair, I thought our two central defenders with the ball were getting knocked long, won every single header that was to be came their way. I felt first half, we didn't start the way we planned to start. We were a little bit slow, playing too many short, square passes across the midfield and never really exposed them on the flanks the way we wanted to. But I said to them at half-time, we're going to have to dig deep for this as a team that's not just going to come here and give you 3 points. It's not as easy as that. Obviously, they lost a couple of players, which helped us, you know, Caliph and Miguel Aranzi failed the fitness test. So I think they had that siege mentality where they're either sticking up for each other, they're getting together, and they were trying to hold out for a tie or maybe sneak one on a set piece. And I said to the guys at halftime, we need to keep our heads in the game. We need to stay focused, try and force our game on them. And a clean sheet and a set piece will win the game. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to put the lottery numbers on tonight. Obviously, not being an American national, I can't claim the winning. So, Jeffrey, if I win it, you got it.
Thank you. What does it say about the you guys knew the type of game plan that they have, which is kind of get the numbers, keep numbers behind the ball, about the patience of your team to kind of stay in there and what you're talking about, stay focused to finally get the goal?
Yeah, I think there's times where you can almost lose focus a little bit. You have that much of the ball. I'm not saying the game was easy, but we had that much possession at times. It's easy to switch off and let your guard down and then get punished. And they have good players that can punish you. You know, Ruiz, Latour, Mwanga, who I thought on the night was played very well. I thought his touch and his hold-up play and his strength and power was excellent. Good player. But as I say, yeah, I think we stuck to the task and we realised what a good team we're becoming, I think.
You going to make it a habit to wave the flag in front of the army after wins?
I don't know. I got a little bit emotional then at the end of the game now. I think it's maybe been understated. I don't know if people get the wrong impression when I say the fans don't win you the games. Players win the games. I truly believe that. But, you know, someone said to me the night, is the fans the 12th man here? And I said, no, I don't think so. I think that would be an insult to the Timbers Army to call them the 12th man. I know before pre-game, I sit in the office while the staff are taking the warm-ups and I hear the chanting. For me, the one word I would use about the Timbers Army is inspirational. So I think to call them the 12th man, it's not good enough. So for me, I would say they inspire me to become a better coach. They inspire the players to put in good performances. And for me, I couldn't see myself coaching any other club anywhere in the world except for Portland Timbers, because I love being here. The atmosphere just it sometimes kind of makes you tear up seeing that they guys have got that much support for us.
Coach, what talk about for as new as a team is, as young as they are in this and in some positions on the field, how what a sign of maturity it is to play out a 1-0 scoreline. They haven't done that on the winning side that much this year.
I don't look at age, I look at ability. If you're good enough, you're old enough. You know, I don't look at Khalif and say, oh, he's 19, 20, Darlington, Sals is old. I don't look at these guys as being young. I think the best example is, you know, Wayne Rooney playing at Everton when he's 16-year-old in the toughest league in the world, most physical league in the world. So for me, if you're good enough, you're going to play. As I've said this to a reporter from Philadelphia the other day when he asked me a similar type question. If next year we have a 16-year-old that can step in and make us a better team, we'll play that 16-year-old. I have no fear, as long as the kid has no fear to step up onto the field and show that he's got big balls and he's got courage and heart to play, then he'll play.
Could you talk a little bit about Zizo's substitution and the effect he had in the second half? What were you looking to get out of him, and were you happy with his performance?
Well, Darlington complained at halftime that his groin was getting a little bit tight. Obviously, having that double sports hernia injury, we didn't want to take any chances. We just said, Dee, can you give us another 10, 15 minutes? Because we felt just in possession, he was keeping the ball well and he's got a lot of quality on the ball. But Sal Zizzo, I've said to Sal this many a times, Sal Zizzo is a type of player when he's on his game, I would buy a ticket to watch him play. He excites me. He's a typical old-fashioned 1950s winger that gets at you one-on-one, and at times he can be electrifying. And at times he doesn't listen to me about his shape and it makes me go off my head at times in the sideline. But I would the best compliment I could pay him would be I would buy a ticket to watch him play.
What does it say, Coach, about the defense? This is the second straight 1-0 shutout after all the issues that have gone. Is it getting to where you wanted to be, the defense?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you keep clean sheets, you can't ask anymore. There was a kind of a stramash there at the end where you know, the ball breaks and we're fighting for it, and I don't know who it was, Latour maybe blasted one off Troy Perkins's chest, and I thought it was a great save. And then you can see the reaction of the guys getting in amongst it and, you know, fighting for their teammates. And I truly believe that in the modern game, you've got to be a good athlete. You've got to have that desire to compete from the first minute to the 90th minute, because if you don't, you're not going to win games. And right now, we're competing and we're winning games.
Another goal on a set piece, that has to feel good.
Yeah, it does, because you know, as we're getting such great service from Jack Dewsbury. I said to Footy and Eric at halftime, you're going to get another chance. You've got to hit the target with it. You know, just make the goalkeeper make a save, keep the play alive. And you know, luckily enough, you know, we get one, and Footy puts it in the back of the net. I thought it was a tremendous header.
Can you talk about why is Philadelphia Steve? Obviously, you broke them down finally, but why are they so good?
I don't need to ask Peter Novak that. He obviously maybe does a lot of work with him. I think that they're so disciplined. They're a good Novak team. You know, Peter's been famous for this when he was a player. Such a hard-working, organised guy. And he took that to DC United. They get behind the ball very quickly. They're good athletes. They've got a great awareness of the game. A lot of the players are good footballers, you know, they've good touch and technical ability. And when they get in possession of the ball, they make it difficult for you to break them down. So our plan was, as soon as we won it, could we play out of pressure quickly, because they get so many numbers in and around the ball. And I felt first half we weren't doing that enough. We never got to our wide men quick enough with the ball. And I think that's why our two wide men first half had a quiet game.